Hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a lineup of some bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. We've got Claire Lynch coming up. We've got Munro Fields, the Dixie Travellers, a couple of bluegrass instrumentals, of course, Sonoran Dogs coming up later, maybe some Tim O'Brien. And we've got an interview with Valley Bluegrass, who came up to our Kiwigrass Festival all the way from Dunedin. They're a band from the real south, believe me, and I'm talking to them a little bit later in the program. It's a recorded interview that I did at Kiwigrass, sitting under a tree and sounds of music going on all around us. It is really nice talking to the guys. So we're going to, we've got a real mixture for you, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. Let's hear the rest of the theme tune that's playing. This is the theme tune called Soaring on the Strings, which I play sometimes, and it's an instrumental featuring Colin Trenwith on fiddle. I play banjo, and it's a good fun tune to play. Here we go, just for the tail end, and then we'll have Claire Lynch.
to the icebound Labrador. She's mighty tall and handsome. Well, she's known quite well to all. She's the beau's accommodation on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar as she rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Yeah, she came down to Birmingham one cold December day. As she pulled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee. She's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobos call, while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. While traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, isn't that a tour de force? It's just amazing. That's a new recording. Originally, she did that, of course, with the Front Porch String Band. That's a new recording. She had Missy Raines on bass, Jim Hurst on guitar, Jason Thomas on mandolin, and Claire was playing rhythm guitar. And it's just some amazing music in that piece. Shows what you can do with a great old tune, isn't it? Claire Lynch with singing If Wishes Were Horses, and then the Wabash Cannonball. We're going to listen to some Munro Fields now with Carl Sourceman and the Green Valley Boys. This is a really interesting CD. It's some 1950s and 60s broadcast. Munro Fields was a sideman, you know, one of those guys that everyone likes to have in a band. And he plays mandolin, sings tenor, sings lead, and worked with Carl Sourceman, who is and the Green Valley Boys, from the late 1950s through to the early 1960s. And Carl Sourceman retired from music, and then Munro Fields became a musician who worked with all sorts of people. He worked, after Carl Sourceman, he worked with Jim and Jesse, and he worked with Bill Munro. He worked with Charlie Louvin. He appeared with Jimmy Martin, Flatten Scruggs, and just played some great music throughout his life, always as part of a band. And Carl Sourceman and the Green Valley Boys did some radio broadcasts, and these are songs that feature Munro Fields on the lead vocals. At the time, the band was Carl Sourceman guitar and J.P. Sourceman on bass, Jim Brock on fiddle, who also later played with Jim and Jesse. Munro Fields played mandolin, and Fred Richardson, or sometimes Buddy Rose, on banjo. And they're very much country songs, really. That was what bluegrass music was doing at the time. And I've selected two songs from the album. One, Treasure of Love, which was credited to George Jones and J.P. Richardson, who is also known as the Big Bopper. So that definitely comes in the category of country songs. And then I picked Shackles and Chains, which is forever associated with Mac Wiseman. We talked about Mac Wiseman dying on last week's program, and it was great to have another Mac Wiseman songs. And Munro Fields does it in very much Mac Wiseman style. So let's listen to Munro Fields now, starting off with Treasure of Love.
Full of pen bills and a heart full of gold. Oh, my troubles are mending. I have treasures untold. But the shack that I live in is a palace to me. For the treasure of the treasure of love you gave to me. In this world are riches that money can't buy. treasure of true love, a love that won't die. But why should I worry what tomorrow will bring? For the treasure of love, the treasure of love, makes me a king. My clothes are all tattered, and I've seen better days. But it just doesn't matter, for I'm rich in other ways. Yes, my pockets are empty, but still wealthy I'll be. The treasure of love, the treasure of love you gave to me. Cry. Though in shackles and chains they will take me, in a prison to stay till I die. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for your sweet kiss in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains. Put your arms through the bars once, my darling. Let me kiss those sweet lips I love best. And in heartaches you're my constellation, and in sorrow my evening of rest. And at night through the bars I will gaze at the stars and long for your sweet kiss in vain. A piece of stone I will use for my pillow while I'm sleeping in shackles and chains.
Well, that's a bit of Munro Fields, and it just sounds like regular bluegrass, doesn't it, to us? But in those days, a lot of the bands had regular radio shows. They'd go in and record the half-hour show every week and play some live music on it. And unfortunately, not as many tape recordings of the shows remain as we would like them to. But every now and then, I like to hunt out the CDs that have got those things on and play them, because it's just a reminder of real down-home bluegrass. And that was Munro Fields playing there. And if you research out the Jim and Jesse tunes and the Bill Munro tunes and Jimmy Martin, you can find out where Munro Fields is playing in the band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you go to Shearer's Music Works in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, you'll find all your music needs there, from banjos. They sell Deering banjos, Martin guitars, Cort guitars, and lots in between, mandolins. And they've got a great supply of picks and strings and music stands and all the things that you need to be able to play music. Go in and see them and talk to the friendly staff. They're all good musicians. They know the sort of thing that you're looking for, and they can help you fulfill your musical needs. I bought my first banjo from them, and great company to have sponsoring us. They were out at field days and talked to lots and lots of people out there, and I know they enjoyed being involved with the local music scene, which they have been for some 50 years. Oh, what are we going to have? Time for a banjo tune. I found this banjo tune by Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers featuring Billy Bryant. He was a great banjo player. And it's playing a tune that, if you're a banjo player, it's a terrible tune to try and learn to play. East Tennessee Blues. I heard it as a mandolin tune. And it's a real nice mandolin tune or a fiddle tune. And the banjo part's always been difficult. And then I heard Billy Bryant playing it. And I think, wow, that's a really great version of it. So let's listen to Billy Bryant playing with Mac Martin and the Dixie Travelers, the East Tennessee Blues. And after that, we might have Mark Newton playing Sugar Coated Love. And he's got Ralph Stanley singing some lead in that song. So listen up for that too. Anyway, here's East Tennessee Blues.
Sugar-coated love is something I can't find. night, and then I looked to see what I had ate. I found I had a cinder all covered up in white. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't buy. That old sugar-coated love is something I can't buy.
Well, I'm talking with Valley Bluegrass at the Kiwi Grass Festival in Hamilton, which has taken place over the first weekend in February 2019. It's been a great festival, and we've hosted bands from all around New Zealand and all around Australia, and this is the first time I've really known very much about Valley Bluegrass whatsoever. I'll start with Robbie. Robbie, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Robbie Stevens. I'm the banjo player in the band Valley Bluegrass. We've been playing now for nearly 7 years, I think, and we started in Northeast Valley, where most of us lived, hence the name Valley Bluegrass.
Right, yeah,
had to think of a name really quick for our first gig, and, and that came to mind, and it stuck.
Yes.
We've had a few changes of personnel over the years. We've got a fiddle player, Carola Dunbar, who unfortunately couldn't get here this time, and we've got Dave Colclough on bass, and Bevan Gardner on guitar, and we all sing and have a great time. We've been really looking forward to coming up here, and we've had a great time here as well.
Great. Bevan, you tell me a few words too, so we'll get to hear your voice.
Yeah, hi Paul. It's been a lot of fun. Our first time being really my first time being really exposed to bluegrass music like this, and I'm still quite new to it all and learning, it's been really inspiring and a lot of fun.
People around New Zealand will know you for the concert tours that you've done, and you're leaning towards John Denver music. Yeah. John Denver actually would have made a great bluegrass singer, and I always enjoyed his bluegrass music stuff. I know you all sing in a band, and that's the normal way, but in my bluegrass workshop yesterday, talking about vocals, I put at the top of the list borrow, steal, coerce, get the best singer you can for your lead singer, and that will help your band progress. And I think getting someone with your experience, I don't know if you do all the lead singing or the harmony or what you do, but
you're heading that way.
You're heading that way. Yeah.
We share it around, because we've got some good, like Dave's a great singer, but I love doing harmony and all that, so it's been fun sort of trying to work some of that stuff out.
And sometimes that works. They just give me the melody and I'll take the lead, but these two guys can just harmonize in behind them. It's fabulous.
That's often the way in a band. You find your place depending on who's there.
You do.
Yeah. Dave, how did you get interested in bluegrass music?
Well, I got asked to fill in for a bass player. The bass player had they needed a bass player.
Right.
I'd been playing quite a bit of country music and different things. And I knew Carola, who plays the fiddle. So Carola mentioned it to me to come along. And I'd only played electric bass.
Right.
And the big double bass was a challenge to begin with.
Yes.
Because I hadn't played it much. But I love playing it now. And I've been doing it for about 3 years.
Great.
Playing on the upright.
Yes.
Yeah.
What sort of gigs do you do mostly? Tell me about your typical range of gigs. Robbie?
We really like to play at a farmer's market that's well known in Dunedin, so we regularly go there on a Saturday morning, and that's kind of almost a paid practice for us.
Yes.
And it's where we'll introduce new songs that we've worked up, and that might be the first place we'll play them. There's a couple of cafes in Dunedin that we can play at a few times a year, but we also get invites to play at restaurants and cafes through central Otago through summer.
Great.
And occasional barn dance type things, occasional weddings. We've got one in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Just out of the blue, people pop up and say, I think your music would be great at our venue.
We've got a festival. We've got that Moonshine Festival coming up.
Yeah, we'll fit right in there.
Yeah. 2 weeks' time, yeah.
You might have to explain a Moonshine Festival for some of our listeners.
Not to anyone from Appalachia.
Robbie,
what do you know
about it, Ben? I don't know.
Robbie's best. So a Moonshine Festival is celebrating homemade drink?
Yeah, New Zealand, like America, had a prohibition period. And in that area around Gore is the Hokanui Hills.
Yes.
And it was well known as a source of moonshine to come out of those hills.
Yeah, well, I don't even think we have anything like that in the North Island.
Well, you may not have had Prohibition. They had it for quite a long time down south.
Right, okay. Is that the Scots influence?
Probably, the Presbyterian
Do you have any recordings? I don't have any recordings that you've made, and I'd like
to.
There's a couple of clips. We did a gig at what's called Christmas in the Stadium in Dunedin just before Christmas a couple of years ago, and it was well recorded and the video is edited. That's probably the best thing we could send you.
Okay, yeah. I'd like to have some of your recorded music. I'm delighted that you've come up all this way. I hope you've enjoyed the festival.
We absolutely have. I've been really looking forward to it. As soon as I heard it was on, I sent Janine an email saying, hey, can we come?
Yes.
And she got straight back and said, sure, absolutely.
Oh, it's been a real fun experience.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I find that festivals is always, everyone takes something different out of them. And you'll talk about so-and-so, and I think, I didn't see them.
Yeah,
you seem to miss so much. Well, I'm very appreciated the Valley Bluegrass have come up, and I'll dedicate a song to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks, Paul. Well, I've been talking to Valley Bluegrass from Dunedin and attending the Kiwi Grass Festival. Robbie Stevens on banjo, Dave Colescroft on bass, Bevan Gardner on guitar. Now, these guys come from Dunedin mostly, and that's 46 degrees south. And I couldn't think of a better tune to play to go with their interview than a tune that I did with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band some time ago called Way Down South. And talks about the life of a banjo player in the real South. And these guys are from way down Dunedin in the South Island of New Zealand. And here is Way Down South. Standing on the back of an old Ford van with a skinny young boy and a bald-headed man playing some bluegrass. Sounded good to me. I said, okay, if I play along. They said, yes, if he could sing a song. Grab a guitar, play the best heart lick in G. Then I sung them a song about my home sweet home. Fields of green where I love to roam. My mom and dad, I'll be with them some old day. And I sang some songs I never heard before. I liked my singing, even asked for more. The old man said, you ain't around this way. Well, I've been coming here 30 years and more. I ain't never seen you before. You look kind of different. You talk funny too. If you want to play right, you got to come from the south. I said you took the words right out of my mouth. Where I'm from is way down south of you. I come from way down south, below the Mason-Dixon line. Keep on heading south, and you'll come to that home of mine. Come to the coast of Mexico, 8,000 miles still to go. Yes, I come from way down south, New Zealand is my home. Played and sang every song with you. The old man, the boy, and a friend or two. Before too long, the crowd had gathered round. The banjo crackled loud and clear, and the fiddle sang in the cool night air. We laid down that magic bluegrass sound. Stopped and talked for a little while. Then I saw the old man smile. Leaned across, shook me by the hand. Said, you may not come from Tennessee, but you play just like a boy and me. I'm proud to share a song with a southern man.
I come from way down south, below the Mason-Dixon line. Keep on heading south, and you'll come to that home of mine. Come to the coast of Mexico, 8,000 miles still to go. Yes, I come from way down south, New Zealand is my home.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Valley Bluegrass there. Fine bunch of guys, and they really enjoy their bluegrass music. And when I get hold of some recordings that they've made, I'll have them on the show as well. I'd like to say a big shout out to all my listeners on the Access Radio programs throughout New Zealand, the local people who listen first on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton on Tuesday nights, and then subsequently the various people around New Zealand who listen maybe live streaming to that time, and then on reissues on the Access Radio stations all around New Zealand and also in Canada. Hello to all the people up in Callander, CFBX and Kamloops and the Voice of Bombay, and to the people who listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio. Thank you very much. I appreciate the comments that you're making, and occasionally someone writes to me and says they're really enjoying the music. That is good to hear. Thank you very much. I sort of choose the music from a big range of CDs and really wherever my whims take me. Together with the experiences I've had musically with various bands. And that's like this next one. We're going to hear from the Sonoran Dogs. They were in Hamilton just late last year. They would have loved to have come to Kiwigrass, but they just couldn't time it. So they came. We did a big house concert at a friend's house, and they stunned the audience and me by some of the music that they played. And I've, from their CD, Navajo Rug, I'm going to play a couple of tunes. What a Crying Shame, and then the title track Navajo Rug, which is a really neat story. So let's listen now to the Sonoran Dogs.
Wasn't I good to you? Didn't I show? If you think I don't care, then you're mistaken. My love was always there, but now my heart's breaking. Oh, baby, oh, what a crying shame to let it all slip away. Calling yesterday, yeah. Oh, baby, my life would be so blue. My heart would break in two. Oh, what a crying shame. Cause I believed in you from the beginning. I thought our love was true, but now it's all ending. Oh, baby, oh, what a crying shame to let it all slip away. Calling yesterday, yeah. Oh, baby, my life would be so blue. My heart would break in two. Oh, what a crying shame. Thank you.
two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. You wash it down with the roadhouse coffee that'll burn up your inside. It's just a little Cave Creek, Arizona diner and a waitress I did love. We sat out the back, needing an old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, what is that Navajo rug and you? Well, old Jack the boss, he left at six. It was Katie barred the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and spread it across the floor. I saw lightning across the Catalinas. I heard the woo of the turtle dove. Lying there next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground, and all he saved was an old bear tooth. And Katie, she left town. Oh, but Katie got a souvenir too, he said, as he spit out a tobacco plug. You should have seen her running through the smoke, just dragging that Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? So whenever I cross the sacred mountains and the lightning strikes above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything keeps on changing and everybody's on the go. You don't find things that last anymore like a double woven Navajo. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you? Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of that Navajo rug and you?
The Sonoran Dogs, Navajo Rug, Mark Miracle on mandolin and vocals, Brian Davies on bass and vocals, Peter McLaughlin on guitar and vocals, Tyler James on banjo, and they played up a storm. They had Bruce Pickard playing bass for them from Australia, as Brian Davies couldn't make the trip, and Bruce did a fine job filling in for Brian. And what a great band they were, and I think they enjoyed travelling around New Zealand too. Sonoran Dogs. Time for a bit of gospel music now, and something a little bit different from an album called The Road Leading Home, the Gary Waldrop Band. And that consists of, I'll just read it here, Gary Waldrop plays banjo, sings lead and harmony vocals, Mindy Rakestraw sings lead and plays rhythm guitar, Stan Wildman on harmony vocals and mandolin, Donna Townsend on bass, Kenny Townsend on lead guitar, and then a special guest, Glenn Harrell, on fiddles. And I've selected a tune called In the Sweet Forever with Mindy Rakestraw singing lead on it. So listen up for the gospel song.
Look upon the beauty that fades away. ages fly while the ages fly. Many of our loved ones will be waiting just beyond the river deep and wide in this lonesome valley. No more to roam,
no more to roam.
Through eternity, no separating. Every heart will then be satisfied. It'll all be glory.
It'll all be joy.
That happy home,
that happy home.
In the beautiful city,
in the beautiful city.
Of a sweet forever.
Unhappy day.
When the river of
love
moves everybody.
We'll
look upon the beauty.
Some spirited gospel music there, I love it. Here's Tib O'Brien from the album Chicken and the Egg with a tune called All I Want.
Back home.
very energetic tune from Tim O'Brien with a great lick on the end, All I Want. And he had Charlie Cushman playing banjo on that track, which was just a delight to listen to, wasn't it? If you want to find some bluegrass music around New Zealand, we've got Back Porch Bluegrass here at Hamilton, a jam session on the fourth Sunday of each month. 2:30 in the Sunday afternoon, and that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Silverdale Normal School Common Room. If you're in the Auckland area, Auckland Bluegrass meets on a Wednesday night. They're having a great gathering tomorrow night up at the Bunker in Devonport. There's an online presence with just about everyone, so just type in Auckland Bluegrass and you'll find them. There's always something happening at the Auckland Bluegrass Club. Wellington Bluegrass Society, Andrew Bicknell runs some great music out of the Bluegrass Society, which is held in the Petone Library buildings. And go down there. It's a great adventure going into Petone. It's always fun, and he has a great range of music. And Navarra Lounge in Hamilton will have all sorts of music happening, occasionally some bluegrass music, but always worth finding. So just go online and find it, and I'll help you out if I can if you email me. My email is paultrenwith@gmail.com, and or you can get me on the Free FM webpage. Just do the contact us, and they forward any emails to me. So thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We've got a little bit of time left. I'm going to play a band I've not played before, Bad Moon Rising. The band is a bunch of young guys, Chris West on guitar and mandolin and some lead vocals, Brandon Bostick on mandolin, guitar and lead and harmony vocals, Tony Mole on bass and lead and harmony vocals, and Owen Platt on banjo. And they've got a lot of help here by various session musicians, and they do a pretty full-on bluegrassy sound. So we'll take it out, I think, with a possibly time for two tunes. Time to be moving on, and maybe if we've got time, Hard Luck Joe from Bad Moon Rising. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll see you again next week.
I'm tired of you, you're tired of me. Let's put an end to this tragedy. Our love affair. It's time for me to be moving on. So clear the way, unlock the door, 'cause I can't stay here anymore. You've held me down for way too long. It's time for me to be moving on. They never had to live with you. So clear the way, unlock the door, 'cause I can't stay.